likes to be. You believe that? Say amen.
Just hang on.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad to be in church tonight. How about you? I think that's the best thing she does to sing. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He is more than just a story. He is the King of glory. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He is more than just a story. He is the King of glory. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He is more than just a story. He is the King of glory. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, they told him there was no room in the inn. But they had no way of knowing who they had turned away. He was the only one who could cleanse and make them whole. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. For he is more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. And they've never felt his peace within their soul. But I want my life to show them how his love can make them whole. He is the only one who can cleanse and make man whole. And I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. For he is more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He is more than just a story. He is the King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm just thankful that I know who Jesus is. I have so many people in my family, my friends, who go through things and they're like, they're going to go crazy. They get medicine. They go to all these things and try different things. And then I go through stuff and they're like, why are you still smiling? Sometimes I don't always smile, but most of the time. And they're just like, why? You know, I'm just like, well, when it don't all seem like it should work out to me, the Lord, I have Jesus, and it all works out. And I'm just thankful that I have him on my side.
Amen. That's right. Jesus is the only one that can help us. No matter what we go through in this life, we always turn to the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. We have a lot of people lately I've noticed in other churches that don't preach about Jesus as much. It's more, like my friend says, it's more encouraging messages. Amen. So I'm thankful that we can still preach about Jesus. If you agree with me, say amen. All right, let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 4. I've had this message on my heart for quite some time now, and I felt the Lord for us to preach this tonight. When you're there, say amen. All right. The Bible says in chapter 4 of Isaiah, in that first verse, the Bible says, in that day, seven women shall take a hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Over in the book of Timothy, chapter 3, and I'm just going to read about two verses there, and that's starting at verse 5. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. Verse 6, for of this sort are they which crept into houses and led captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. Thank you. You can be seated. I want to talk to you tonight about a simple thought. All you want is his name. All you want is his name. There was a story that I read here recently that took place in the large city where two men broke into a department store. They went in totally unnoticed, and they escaped totally unnoticed. The strange part of the story is this. The two men took nothing. No merchandise, no money, didn't take nothing. Instead of stealing anything, these men changed the cost and the price tags to each and every single item in the store. Values were changed. These men took a price of a 400 camera and put it on a $3 child's book. Then they took a $3 price of a child's book off of that, and they put it on a $400 boat motor. Pretty silly, I know, but I'm getting somewhere with that. So they repriced everything. They took the smallest and cheapest items and put it on the highest items and repriced everything in the store. So 24 hours the next morning, the store opened as usual. Employees went to work. Everybody went back to daily life. The store functioned normal for 4 hours. 4 hours. Until the boss realized what had done. Where was I here? Hold on. Some people got real bargains when the other ones got cheated. obviously. But that's where the church is today. Our value system has changed. What used to be a sin is not a sin anymore. What used to be right is no longer right anymore. I think it's Isaiah that says in verse 20, chapter 5 and verse 20, he says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light, light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's where we are in the American church. We take away what used to be wrong, so now it's okay. It used to be a sin to drink, right? Oh, it is? Oh, okay. All right, I'm glad it is. But if you go in some churches in America, that's wrong. Everything has changed. We are moved to this. We are really flooded everywhere with a twisted new gospel. Everywhere you go, it's do your own thing. You got to accept them. Now, in the Presbyterian Church is accepting homosexuality. I tell you, it's everywhere you look, everywhere you go. Someone else is dropped off and says, it's all right. But I'm thankful for Brother Rose that still stands for the truth. Somebody say amen. You got a good pastor, say amen to that. They don't, I do. But we have a new breed of Christianity. And that's the way the church is going. We don't, in this the story that I read here, this one verse here, it's about these women. And they just said, we want to eat our own bread. We want to wear our own apparel. But we just want your name. That's what these new breed of Christians are doing. We just want his name. We don't want, you know, the sanctified life. We don't want the separation from the world. We just want your name. Amen. That's right. In this story that I read, it's these women were seeking to take a hold of one man, whom I take to be Christ. These women, not interested in loving him, they only wanted things, they only wanted one thing from, hold on, I can't read my writing sometimes. They only wanted one thing, and that was on their minds, and that is the removal of the reproach in that verse 1 there. They are saying, just remove, take away our approach and just give me your name. I just want your name. I just want your name, Jesus. I don't want nothing else. Amen. That's how it is. You don't have to provide for us. We'll take care of our own bread. You don't have to provide clothes for us. We'll provide our own clothes. These women wanted to be followers of Christ, but on their own terms. All these women wanted was for God to remove the reproach. Reproach means to be disapproved or disappointed. God is still disappointed in sin. You believe it? Say amen. I have heard of all kinds of stories in my life, but I have not found one part in the Bible where it says, Jesus says it's all right to sin every day. We're not Baptists. Amen. Just like years and years ago, I'm glad y'all a bunch of old folks, but anyway, sorry. But anyway, y'all would know who I'm talking about. How many remembers Johnny Cash? Oh, yeah, I do too. I had every CD he ever put out. But anyway, yeah, I know. But anyway, I think it was the late 1980s, he got saved. Got saved. But I don't know about that. He didn't change his lifestyle. When you get saved, I think you forsake country music. I'm the only one here believe that, I think, maybe. But anyway, he still went to the honky tonks. He still did all his concerts. He never changed nothing. And when you get saved, my friend, you change. Brother Rose, did you change? Sister Rose, did you change? Brother Raymond, I know you had to change. Amen. Glory to God. Anyway, when we get saved, we change. We don't keep doing the same things that we used to do. He brought us up out of a horrible pit. Not a nice lovey-dovey pit. It said he brought us up out of a horrible pit. And he set my feet on a firm foundation. My wife's tired of hearing me saying that scripture. That is my favorite scripture that I use. I use it more in my life. I used to be an atheist. I use that more in my life than any scripture there is. Because I was once lost in sin. I once was a sinner. I did not believe in God. But thank God I got saved. I got washed in the blood. Amen. How about you? I'm glad we all got saved. Or we wouldn't all be here tonight. Some of us would still be where we used to be. I've heard Brother Peter at the jail tell many times of where he used to be in life. And had God saved him. And now he's doing a great work in the jails. And I'm glad to be part of it because the jail is a wonderful ministry. I would not give nothing for what I do on Monday nights with Brother Peter. That is one of the greatest things that I look forward to. There's people that are still lost in this world that don't know who Jesus is. We've had a new one come, and we're helping him to find out who Jesus is. And that's what it's all about. It's not about programs. It's not about anything but what Jesus can do for you. We have a world today that says just have religion. That's all you need is religion. But if you don't have the relationship, what good is your religion? All right. I'm glad someone's listening. Amen. Glory to God. Anyway, in this story that I'm reading, I have a little kind of a way of looking at it. When I said my title was All You Want is His Name, I feel like our value system has changed in America and someone has broke in to our storehouse. I read the story of how they broke into the department store. But I feel like there's people in this world that are breaking into the church storehouses and changing what used to be right. I know I am. Thank you. Glory to God. Yeah, they are. There's deceivers everywhere you go. Anywhere in life, there's always a deceiver. These preachers now, they tell you it's okay to sip, it's okay to dip, it's okay to smoke. As long as you can do whatever you want to do. Judges 21 and 25 says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did which was right in his own eyes. But that's where I tell that scripture all the time. It's not what's right in my eyes or your eyes. It's what the God of the Bible has to say about it. He does not like sin. Hebrews 1 and 9 says, he have loved righteousness and hates iniquity. Jesus hates sin. You believe that? Say amen. Good. I'm glad we're following me here tonight because I believe it with all my heart. There are some people that say that you can be a saved sinner. You believe that? I've heard it too. But you can't be a saved sinner. You're either saved or you're not. I know. My wife says this all the time. I'm an old fogey. Yeah, I'm an old fogey. I still believe in this Bible. So if that makes me an old fogey, that's my new name. That's how I look at it. I still believe in this Bible. I still believe it takes Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Help us, Jesus. God still cleans us up. He does. He does. I like what Leonard Ravenhill said the most. Y'all know who he is? One of the greatest preachers I ever in America, in my opinion. But that's my opinion. He said, if we stop preaching against sin, then we might as well hang it up and sell cheeseburgers. If we stop preaching against sin, hang it up and sell hamburgers. I'm not in the hamburger business. Amen. I'm in the business of telling somebody there's Jesus Christ. There's a God in heaven that can cleanse you from all sin. We are living in a generation that used to we're living in a generation that now embraces what we used to preach against. And Brother Rose's day, the things that they're saying now, I'm sure he's very shocked at. But he picked us up out of a horrible pit, and he set our feet on a firm foundation. I'm so thankful he saved me. Jesus said to repent. Jesus warns us of hell. Jesus warns us of sin. He preached on sin, but that's a message that is not welcome in the American church today. They're throwing the message of Jesus Christ, the message of sin and hell, out. And we have prep talks, and we got motivational speeches. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Joel Osteen is a liar. I'm sorry. Y'all might like him. I don't know. But he is a liar. Amen. My God still died on the cross for my sins. My God does not serve Jesus. And what he said, I heard him say today, serve Jesus and serve, Muhammad at the same time. It's one or the other. I'm so thankful for the cross. It's not about wealth and money. That's the gospel that these preachers are preaching these days. If you got $10,000, you're saved and you're on your way to heaven. I think Brother Rose believes that. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm trying. Hallelujah. I still think it takes the blood of Jesus. But rebellion has came into this land. In the 1960s, there was Woodstock. I know, I should not be talking about this kind of stuff, but I said I'm an old folk. Anyway, the Jesus movement, they had a very famous slogan. If it feels good, do it. No matter what Jesus had to say on the subject. But if it feels all right, just go out there and do what you want to do. Amen. On that scene, drugs came on the scene, and it was heavy rock and roll. And in the decade of and that whole decade was full of rebellion. But there was still a God, and He's still alive today, and He can still set men and women free. God is not short in what He can do. I think it's in ourselves where we don't think God can do it anymore. I still think God can provide a job. Hallelujah. I still think God can provide a place to live. I still think God can give you food when you don't got 1 cent, because He did it for me and my wife many times when we was first married. He reached way down and helped us. He can help you, Brother Raymond. I can tell you today He can. Hallelujah. I believe it. In 1963 is when the courts first decided to take prayer and Bible reading and the Ten Commandments out of school. And ever since that day, we've had serious rebellion in America. We don't believe in Jesus. When I went to school, there was no Ten Commandments. Not in the school. And there is still no prayer in school. They say they're going to put, Allah or Muhammad. You can pray to Him in school. But there was no Jesus. But He's the only one that can save us from our sin. He's the only one that can help us. And that's Jesus Christ. America has went down a long road of sin and tears because they forgot the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is still right. I know I'm repeating myself, but this is what I feel like. The God of the Bible is still right. Hallelujah. Amen. America, in the shape that we're in, there is still hope for America. We might get a hope in another couple of years, but it's going to take a while to get America back on track. But God can do it. We have taken away everything that our forefathers put in production, whatever the right word would be. God has put everything in America the way He wants it. And I don't understand it, I know. But God said in His word that He would be with us. America does not want to hear the Bible message. Me and Brother Raymond go out street preaching, and they don't want to hear it. They want to live in their own way. But Jesus Christ came to set free. I'll tell you right now, I am not a church preacher. I am not a church preacher. Because they say, why you say that? I only got one message, and that's Jesus Christ can save from sin. I am not in lifting all the men and women up, but I try to lift you up here tonight. But I'm telling you, that's all I'm about, is telling people about Jesus. So I will not be a popular church preacher. I will not preach many revivals, because where it is because there are souls that are dying everywhere in this land. I go to the nursing homes and the jails, and I see it everywhere. Old people are still dying and lost. You know that, right, Brother Peter? You go there as well. Amen. There is everywhere we look. This country has turned on God, but we need to preach Jesus. We need to get back to what the Bible message is. And I'm thankful God saved me, and He can save anybody. I think me and Brother Mark kind of are alike. We wasn't raised in church. Were you raised in church? Oh, okay. Sorry. Wrong one. Me and Brother Rain was alike there. You weren't raised in church, right? That's right. And Brother Rose said a few weeks ago, he said, how it is a wonderful thing to raise your child in church. I was not. But I can do it for my daughter. I can show her the way I didn't see, or the way I didn't come up. But I'm thankful for God. If it weren't for God, I know where I'd be. I know where I'd be. My wife would not like that either. Amen. I'm thankful for what Jesus can do. He's the only one that can break every chain. Every chain. I have seen in these churches lately that we don't put enough faith in God. We think that eventually this will work out. Or eventually this will work out. I've heard my pastor, Brother Savage, say many times, he said, I have seen people get worked out as soon as they got saved. As soon as they got saved, they got the Holy Ghost, he said. It happens. You know, it's different ways for different people. God can do it the same time that you go through it. God can do it the same time. I didn't think of that. That's pretty good. Amen. But anyway, he can do it as soon as it happens. God can do it. Somebody say amen. That's the shortest message I've ever preached. No? All right. Well, anyway. But God is good. He is still alive, and he is not dead. Amen. Let's all stand. To bring forth. Let's all bow our heads tonight. Come on, Kelly, you come sing again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be here and to deliver what we thought that on our hearts tonight. I pray, God, that you help everyone in this church. I pray, God, that you encourage the pastor, that you help the pastor to preach the word of God. I pray that you help his wife to always lift him up and to lift the church up. I pray if there's anyone here tonight that needs help and they're at their wits' end and they keep thinking it's going to happen by themselves, you need to put God first. Hallelujah. Because God is the only one that can help us. He's the Savior of this world. I pray, God, that you help everyone in here tonight and to help them through everything that they go through. We're living in a world where we get discouraged more now than it was of times past. But I pray that you help everyone here tonight and help them in every way that I cannot reach right now. Let's come pray. Hallelujah.